This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Inn with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Okay. Whistle. It's your girl, Chin Weezy. Yes, you are now tuned in to The Lioness Den. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Chinwe, aka Chin Chin. And I hope everybody's having a fabulous, fabulous week. I'm going to save everything that I want to say for after this commercial break, okay? So we just going to dive into it. We just going to get right into it.
The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com.
Yes, okay, so first of all, I just want to take the time to acknowledge all of the listeners out there, okay? The Lioness Den is like officially global and international, and it has been for some while now, but I keep forgetting to acknowledge the listeners. So right now, I want to give a shout out to all of my listeners in Pakistan, Jamaica, India, the UK, South Africa, and of course, all of the listeners right here in the US of A, Bay, Bay. Thank y'all so much for listening to my voice week in and week out. I am just super thrilled. It is a dream. It was a dream of mine when I relaunched the Lioness Den podcast the end of last year to be global. And I am officially global. I've been global for some time now, okay? Shout out to the folks in Jamaica, the UK, South Africa. They've been here for a while. But to see Pakistan and India on the list now, that just, I don't know, it did something for me. And I'm just super duper grateful, okay? So because of that, I want to do some personal shout outs. Email me, please, at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. Tell me your name, your social media. If there's a business you want to promote, please send it to me, okay? You can also DM me on Twitter or Instagram at ChinweYBB, ChinweYBB. You can also DM me. I want to acknowledge all of the listeners individually. So whoever sends me their information, I'm going to make sure that you are a part of this next podcast. Also, I'm feeling impulsive too. If you would like a free tarot reading, let me know in your email or in your DM, okay? And I will do that for you because I'm just so grateful and I want to give back to the people who are just giving me a chance to share this information. It means the absolute world to me, okay? I am over the moon, okay? Over the new moon in Taurus, which we're going to talk about, okay? So speaking of new moon in Taurus, a new moon, some people are saying it's April 22nd, which is Wednesday, and some people are saying it's April 23rd. So I think it depends on where you are in the world, but the new moon in Taurus is definitely coming up, and I've got a new EP dropping. I'm super geeked. I'm more geeked than I normally am. And the reason why I'm super duper geeked is because this EP is called The Thesis. And it's called The Thesis because it is the original musical accompaniment to my 100-page document that I completed for my master's degree at Georgia State University, African American Studies, Concentration of Community Empowerment. So I did a mixtape alongside my thesis. And so this is just a really big deal because it took me a really long time. It took a lot of effort to complete this thing. And so the music that's accompanying it really, really, really means a lot. So on April 22nd, the thesis is available for download on all streaming platforms, including YouTube. And while you're at it, check out Nothing New Volume 1, Nothing New Volume 2, and Problems in Paradise. They are also available on all streaming platforms. Thank you to everybody. This is just a big old fat thank you, okay, to everybody that's been so supportive, who's been listening, watching from afar when I don't even realize people are paying attention. I'm glad that I'm making waves. Okay, I'm glad that I'm just grateful to be here at this point where I even feel enough confidence to share. It took a long time. It was a long, hard road. But you know what? I never gave up, bruh. So don't ever give up on your dreams. Don't ever give up on anything you want to accomplish, no matter what people say. It ain't got to be freaking perfect. It's never going to be perfect. I know as an artist, we come down hard on ourselves. It's never going to be perfect. Never. Release it. My favorite story is the car wash story. Y'all know, working at the car wash, yeah. Okay, they recorded that song like 70-something times or something like that. And you know, back in the day, they had to do like live takes with the instrumentation, the background singers. Like, it was live. You know which take they took? 544. What up, angels? They took the first take. They took the first take. So don't be so hard on yourselves. If there's something that you want to produce, something that you want to put out there, I'm here to tell you to do that, bruh. Do that junk. Do that junk, bruh. It ain't got to be perfect, okay? You're never going to have the right equipment. You're never going to have the right producer. You're never going to have the right tarot cards. Just work with what you got, bruh. Work with what you got and put your best foot out there. Get your feet wet. Jump off the ledge. You have to jump sometimes. You just got to jump, okay? Anyway, that's my spiel, okay? So get the EP, okay? Also, new moon in Taurus coming up. So with this new moon in Taurus, and this podcast isn't really anything, there's no particular spiritual concept that I want to talk about. I know I should have probably told y'all that in the beginning. It's just something that was really heavy on my heart. So I just had to be honest, okay? So anyway, let's talk about this new moon in Taurus, and I'll explain to you why I'm even bringing that up. So the new moon in Taurus, it says, you know, Taurus is an earth sign, so it's all about stability, stubbornness. I love my Tauruses, though. Shout out to my baby brother or younger brother. I got to stop saying baby brother. My younger brother is a Taurus, and I've learned a lot about his character and about Tauruses, and I've developed a deeper love for them because I did know one other Taurus that I can think of, and I had a lot of love for that person as well. We really clicked, so I ain't got no problem with Tauruses, okay? I love y'all to pieces. So let's talk about this new moon in Taurus. Your safety depends, and this is according to mooncalendar.astro-seek.com. They deal with all the different moon cycles, and they talk about them a little bit. So it says your safety depends on the need for stability, which is not easy to satisfy right now. So right off the bat, that's a lot of ego, right? Ego wants us to be stable and be able to survive and know what's going on. So it says you have to learn to accept change as a part of your life. The basic problem is finding your own self-respect in order to ensure that you do not mistakenly seek it in material things. I know that sometimes it's hard for Tauruses because, you know, they tend to be a little more materialistic. Yes, I'm reading y'all a little bit, but it's for a good cause, okay? It says, when you accept yourself for who you are, it will become easier for you to find peace and tranquility in the outside world. Organs influenced by the Taurus moon sign, the neck, larynx, throat, vocal cords, thyroid gland, tonsils, Adam's apple. Okay, so all that's throat chakra energy right now. So, which is probably why I'm feeling extra vocal right now about how I feel. And I really had to think twice about the way I say things and the way, you know, just transmuting anger and ranting into something more positive, okay, something more beautiful. And so with that Taurus new moon information about stability and you can't really find your groundedness in material things, you really have to go within and dive into your self-worth with this new moon in Taurus, I found it very relevant to this interaction that I had on Twitter the other day. where somebody was saying, you know, if you don't come out of this new moon, out of this quarantine with a new business idea or something like that, you're wasting your time. And then this other brother, this is a black male, this other brother commented and said, what about peace of mind? What about just being grateful that you're alive? And so I commented, I said, and what about both? Okay. And two, this other brother jumped in and was like, you know, there's a way to talk to people about finances without talking down on them. And then the other brother who said, what about peace of mind, commented back and he was like, yeah, it's a disservice to tell somebody they're wasting their time during this abnormal period in life and you're trying to figure out your next footing in life, da 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 da. And at first I wasn't going to respond, but I took a minute and I would advise that during this time where the throat chakra is really popping and you might have a lot to say, you might be feeling extra vocal and kind of vulnerable also because Venus is the ruler of Taurus, so that deals with emotions and things like that and relationships. So you might be feeling kind of vulnerable and kind of froggy at the same time. I would advise you to just take a second before you respond. So I took a second and I responded, well, I think it's a disservice to not consider your financial options during this time. And I think it's possible for you to do both. 1111, what up, angels? I think it's very possible for you to think about your mental state, get some rest, and also be on your grizzy. And that was the mantra for this week. It says, I understand that part of doing my best, I understand that being my best or part of doing my best is knowing when to grind and when to rest. That was the Monday mantra and it fell. 444, what up, angels? It was perfect for what I feel like is going on this week for a lot of people. I know with the tarot readings, there was a lot of ascension, a lot of people needing to confront their trauma. So yes, you need to have this time to rest and meditate and really go deep within to figure out what's going on and give yourself space to indulge in those things. But in addition to spiritual work, you also got to do some work. You got to put some action behind. You got to put some fire underneath that ass. You can't just be sitting around. What, y'all just sitting around watching TV all day? And so I just did a new moon reading. And the new moon reading came out totally different than what I thought it was. And the energy was, if you want to move forward, you're going to have to let go of some people. And in particular with this, it was somebody you were in a relationship with that was holding you back, that wanted you to settle, that didn't want to do any work. And my mom was like, why are you so triggered by this conversation? I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but just keep up with me. My mom said, why are you so triggered? She's like, oh, that, it kind of reminds you of your ex. I said, it absolutely did remind me of my ex. Why black men? And I'm calling y'all out because this is the lioness den and we're going to get into it. And I'm a lioness and I'm going to call you out. Why black men do you expect women to sit and settle with you? Why are y'all on my timeline talking about, well, no, you should, no, that's mean to say that people should be on their grind and they're wasting their time. Okay, I agree. There is a way that you say things to people without being condescending, which is something I work on as of an impatient Virgo. Yes, there's a way that you talk to people and approach people. But at the same time, if you are so triggered by that, you ain't doing nothing. That's what it tells me. You're feeling guilty. You're feeling like your stability is being taken from you, or you're being shocked, or, you know, just unprecedented incidents going on, but you're not doing anything about it. And I don't think that's fair, black men. I'm just telling you how I feel. Hi, Mom. I'm just telling you how I feel. Okay, so yes, my mom was right. I was triggered by this conversation because I dated a black brother who I was going to work. I was going to school. I had two jobs, sometimes three, I don't remember, and going to school. And he's sitting at home for 3 to 6 months doing nothing the whole day. Now, why am I dating a trifling, good for nothing type of brother? Okay, that's something I also need to address, right? But black men, it's unacceptable to me that you just expect everybody to settle with you. And there was this video that was circulating on Twitter a couple of weeks ago about, it was a video from the 70s, and there were some black men saying that they were mad at black women because basically they picked the white man's life over the struggle. asking them, because this was like, you know, in the 70s during empowerment and stuff like that, and they were like, well, why are you choosing his notion of what the white man's notion of what success looks like and middle class and this and that, basically instead of being poor with me? And I'm going to find that video because y'all might think I'm tripping. But let me pull some receipts up. Hold up 1 second.
They might live with us. It's not that we can't live with her.
Are you blaming us? Are you saying that it's our fault that this happened?
No, I'm not blaming Black America women. I just said that I'm blaming the system. They are victims of the system like the black male.
Well, why do you say that we are castrating you? You say that you want to be the leaders. Okay. Well, what about the black professional woman? Are you saying that there should be no black professional woman? Are you trying to deny black women the right to be creative, the right to function?
We're not asking for you to take a back seat. We're saying that you have got to be astute enough and can view the situation well enough where you just automatically know what your role is and step back. And whenever you want to have that aggressive thing, this is the thing that the young black man today is not going to tolerate. My old man tolerated because he was his old man tolerated. It came up for years and years and years. But today, the young black man is not going to take it. He's going to be out there as the leader.
White America has used black women to keep the black male in his place. And you're still aiding him by saying, well, we're qualified. We want to work. We can help.
Okay, how are you going to reprogram men so that they don't let us take over what's supposed to be their responsibility? And men that I have had dealings with, they are perfectly willing to sit back and let us do anything we want to.
I don't think you have to reprogram men. I think you have to reprogram women.
No, you have to reprogram the man so that he will forcefully take what belongs to him, because you know women, as long as we can get, we gonna get, and it's part of our being. We're going to do anything to you that you let us, whether we want to or not.
You don't want to live on the level of income that I can afford you in love. Me, on the basis of that, you want to always be aspiring to have all those things that's a part of the great middle-class white American society. And because I can't deliver these things to you, you say that you are not a man.
I don't measure a man by how much money he can bring home. I measure a man by how he treats me. Whether when I'm tired and I'm sick and I'm scared, he's there.
Okay, so points were made. Points were made, okay? And these brothers did touch on emasculation and how white men use black women to emasculate black men. And that I do agree with, okay? We all know this roots back to slavery. The families were broken up. The men were emasculated in front of the women. If they even showed any sign of affection, they were broken up from these women and they were sent away. And so the women were left to raise the family and be the backbone of the family. And black men were constantly emasculated over and over and over again. Yes, this is true. But like the young lady said, and this video is from 1968. This is not from the 70s. I stand corrected. It's from the 68, which was, you know, going into the civil rights, going into black power movement. But like she's saying, what are the men going to do about it? Yes, there are systemic things that are against us as black people, as black men. I believe that black men are at the bottom of the totem pole. I really do. I believe that the way society is stacked against you, you are at the bottom of the totem pole. But what are you going to do about it? You can't cry and complain about it. You got to do something about it. And that's where that accountability and that self-respect comes into play, like the Taurus New Moon is talking about. The basic problem, quote, is finding your own self-respect in order to ensure that you do not mistakenly seek it in material things. So they're equating their manhood to what they can provide. And what she was saying is, I don't care about whether or not you can provide. What I care about is, are you going to be man enough at the end of the day to take care of me, regardless of how much money you make? Okay, taking care of someone isn't just about providing money. We see plenty of people and parents who throw money at kids, but they're not there day in and day out raising them and taking care and looking after these people. It's the same type of thing. And that's what I'm saying. I measure a man based on his ambition. You might not have all the money in the world, but potential doesn't go as far as we want it to, okay? And as young women, oftentimes we look at a man and say, oh, he's got a lot of potential. Yeah, but what are you putting behind that? What are you putting behind that? That's what we care about. Or personally, that's what I care about. So like I said, yes, the women, us, need to do some soul searching. I think I've done a lot better and not settling for men who are not doing anything and enabling them, because we do enable these men when we allow them to sit around and don't expect anything out of them for months at a time, okay? And at the same time, these men need to step up to the plate. Excuse me. Step up to the plate. Step up to the plate. So that's all I had to say on that. It was just on my heart, on my mind, and it came back up again because of that tarot reading that I did about settling. Go and watch it. Angel Tarot Messages. It's the New Moon in Taurus reading. It's called No More Settling. And, yeah, I just, yeah. So I do want to transmute that. So in addition to sending me your information, if you want a shout out, I particularly want to take this space, because this is me trying to transmute it now that I've gotten off my soapbox. Where are the black men who have businesses? Send me your information. Tell me what businesses you have. Tell me what you got going on so that we can promote you, because all up and down my Twitter timeline is sisters, 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 getting degrees in school, starting businesses, innovating businesses, sewing stuff, making stuff out of sweatshirts, just doing anything with their hands and their time to better themselves. And so I want the brothers that are doing something to step up, and don't be modest. I need you to speak up, because right now I can tell you personally, as a black woman, I feel like y'all are not stepping up to the plate as a collective. There are individuals, there's always exceptions, but as a collective, I don't feel it. I don't see it. So if you are a black brother out there with a business, email me, cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com, or hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at ChinweYBB. That's C-H-I-N-W-E-Y-B-B, because I would like to show you some love, okay? I don't want to just get on here. I'm not male bashing. I'm just calling it like it is, okay? So anyway, let's get into this Weezy Wisdom. So for your Weezy Wisdom, let's see what the angels have for us. I am flipping through the deck to see which cards will come out. Okay, with this new moon and Taurus, don't forget, oh, we have the Ace of Coins. That is abundance. So don't forget to manifest what it is that you want. We also have the Lovers at the bottom of the deck and Judgment. Okay, that's major arcana coming here for you. So you can manifest what it is that you want, but you have to make good decisions. With this Lovers card here and this Judgment, you have to make good decisions. You have to listen to your spirit, listen to your heart, okay? You cannot just run around doing whatever it is you want. You have to make good decisions, listen to your gut. But the abundance is yours. It's here for you, okay? But we are not settling anymore. We are not settling. We are only striving for the best and wanting to be around those who want the best for themselves as well, okay? So strive for the best. Listen to your gut. Make good judgment decisions based on what makes you comfortable, what makes you feel good, not what other people are concerned with what you are doing, okay? Let go of things so that the things you are manifesting can have room to grow inside of you and for you, okay? And that is your Weezy Wisdom. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Lion Is Den. We talked about that new moon in Taurus. Hey, I wanna send a happy birthday to that bull gang. Okay, I know your stability might be feeling kinda rocky at this moment, but you gotta keep on going. Yeah, you gotta keep it flowing, just like me on this beneath. Ooh. Be safe up in these streets. Yeah. Eat your water, drink your vegetables, and be safe up in these streets. Okay? I love y'all. Cop that new EP, The Thesis, available everywhere April 22nd. All right? Weezy out.